Well, as we have already been reminded, the world, beyond the world of entertainment, was shocked by the news of the tragic death of the woman called the Queen of Pop, the great diva, Whitney Houston. Her struggle with drugs is such a public knowledge, betraying the misery behind the glitter. She joins recent celebrities whose deaths expose the miserable side of there being celebrities, Michael Jackson, Amy Winehouse. They were bedeviled by problems they could not bear, despite the claim, didn't we almost have it all? But there is something about Whitney Houston's death that makes her case doubly tragic. She grew up in a Baptist church in New Jersey, where her vocal gifts were first discovered and were used. And in this sense, she has parallels to another celebrity, Elvis Presley, who also grew up in a Baptist church in Memphis. It is doubly tragic, you see, when one has been given such opportunities under the sound of the gospel and to miss out on those opportunities due to the siren sound of worldly success and celebrity status. Now, maaaring sabihin natin, ako'y Kristiyano, hindi masasabing I missed out on the gospel of opportunity, and that may be right. But maybe a Christian can miss something else. What can a Christian miss? And here I say, many Christians miss the opportunity for maturity. Next to salvation, I say that one thing that Christians should pursue in their lives is to be mature as Christians. But what does it mean to be mature? Answering this will show what it takes to be mature. And we are using a series of expositions of a portion of Scripture where Apostle Paul portrays what maturity is. And we are using 2 Corinthians 10 to 13. And as I said, this is a challenge to interpreters because this section of 2 Corinthians is a radical departure from the earlier section. 2 Corinthians 1 to 9 are full of encouragement, punong-puno ng mga panghihikayat, ng pagpapalakas ng loob, ng hinahon, maraming mga bagay sa 2 Corinthians 1 to 9 na masasabi natin ang pakikitungo ni Pablo sa kanyang sa mga bumabasa ay isang maamo, isang mahinahon na pakikitungo. Ngunit pagdating natin sa 2 Corinthians 10 to 13, biglang tumalas ang kanyang mga pananalita, at ipinaliwanag ko na ito sa mga nakaraan at hindi ko na ulitin. Gusto ko lang ipaalala na dalawang uri ng mga miyembro ng iglesia ang kinakausap ni Pablo. Yung nakararaming nagsisi sa kanilang kasalanan matapos ang kanilang konfrontasyon. There was a confrontation between Paul and the members and leaders of the church in which they abused Paul. Paul, deeply wounded, rebuked them, and then many of them repented. And so Paul rushed this letter, which we now own as 2 Corinthians. And the first part is reaching out to those who repented, but there was a minority who remained obstinate in their rebellion against the Apostle Paul. And that explains the difference of tone, the difference of language in the second section. 2 Corinthians 10 to 13 is confronting those who did not repent, those who remained adamant in their opposition to the Apostle Paul. And here is one test of maturity. We said in the last two messages, mature fellowship in the church calls for readiness for Christian confrontation. Kung merong maturidad sa pagsasama ng kapatiran sa iglesia, kasama rito yung kahandaan na magkonfronta, harapang sabihin ang kasalanan. At kung hindi natin ginagawa yan, isang ebidensya ito ng kawalan ng maturidad sa fellowship ng iglesia. Sana matuto tayong maging mature sa ating fellowship. But now, picking up from that confrontation, Apostle Paul proceeds to illustrate or to describe the whole of the Christian life. I would invite you now to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and we'll read now verses 3 to 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ, being ready to punish every disobedience when your obedience is complete. Now, Apostle Paul picks up from the suspicion stated by his enemies against him. Remember in verse 2 that he was suspected of walking according to the flesh. Yun ang bintang ng kanyang mga kaaway na ang kanyang buhay o paglakad ay gawi rin ng laman. What Paul does is to use the figure of warfare not in reference to confrontation but to the whole of the Christian life. And that figure of warfare we will address in the next message. But for today, it is that categorical denial of verse 3 that I want us to consider. The charge by the enemies or by the opponents of Paul stated as suspicion is that Paul's life and ministry is just according to the flesh. It is just saying that the life and ministry of Paul is not the spiritual kind. And Paul denies this strongly in verse 3. My message is this: the mature Christian is committed to his spiritual warfare. Ang Kristiyanong may maturidad ay nagbibigay ng sarili sa labanang espiritual. May labanang espiritual na dapat nating kilalanin, at ang may maturidad kinikilala ito. At ibinibigay niya ang sarili dito. This is a description again of the Christian life as a whole. Let us not consider confrontation between brethren to be warfare. It is not. It is an act of love. But the Christian life, one of the favorite descriptions of Paul of the Christian life is warfare. And here he is giving an explanation that he is committed to that warfare, and he understands that that warfare is of a spiritual kind. And in order to emphasize that, Paul is categorically denying the charge against him by his opponents. And in doing so, he gives a good explanation of what the Christian life is. First of all, two things about the Christian life. First of all, we accept our human limitation. We accept our human limitation. Tinatanggap natin ang ating limitasyon bilang tao. But secondly, we reject mere human operation. We reject mere human operation. Tinatanggihan natin ang pantao lamang na mga gawain. So here, Apostle Paul is saying in the first part, we accept our human limitation. He has a concession to make first. Before he makes the categorical negation or denial, he has a concession. And what is the concession? We walk in the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, he concedes. Paul is admitting this. But in the flesh here is an expression of being in the nature of weak humanity. Pag yung flesh ginamit ni Apostol Pablo, karaniwan, ang tinutukoy niyan hindi lamang yung laman na katawan lamang. Yung flesh na ginagamit ni Pablo ay tumutukol sa kabuuan ng pagkatao sa kanyang kahinaan, o kahit pa sa pagkatao sa kanyang pagkamakasalanan. So Apostle Paul, in other words, is admitting that even as a redeemed Christian, I am still weak human. I'm still sinful human. So what we learn here is that Christian maturity accepts the reality of human weakness and sinfulness, even of the Christian. Ang Kristiyanong may maturidad, tinatanggap pa rin ang nananatili niyang pagkataong may kahinaan at kasalanan. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng we still walk in the flesh. Conversion, you see, does not dehumanize us. Nothing happens to our human nature that changes it into anything other than it being human, it being limited, it being weak, and indeed being sinner still. Nung tayo maligtas, wag nating isiping nagbago yung pagkatao natin sa kanyang kalikasan. Hindi po. Let us be careful not to buy into any idea of conversion making us into a different human nature. It does not, for example, make our brains more capable than when we were unconverted. It is still human brains. It does not make our bodies more healthy and no longer prone to sickness, contrary to claims. Kaya huwag natin isipin na nung tayo iligtas, para bang naiba yung pagkatao natin, naiba yung ating utak, naiba yung ating katawan, na parang hindi na kagaya ng ibang tao na wala ng karupukan, eh nagkakamali tayo sa ganung pag-iisip. In fact, even our temperament, we do not turn to someone other than we were at our unconverted state. Our personality remains the same. Now, there is a sanctified personality of that kind of temperament, but it is still the same personality, the same temperament. In other words, we may be saved in Christ, but we are still flesh. Yan ang sinasabi ni Apostol Pablo. Ligtas man tayo kay Kristo, hindi nawala yung ating pagkalaman, pagiging mahinang tao. We are still the same weak human beings. To pretend otherwise is not maturity, but naivety. Ay, kakamangmangan kung magpipretend tayo na iba na yung ating pagiging tao. It is mature to admit your weak human nature. Now, sure, conversion introduces radical changes in our humanity that were not there prior to conversion. We possess new knowledge. We have a new faith. We have a new relationship with God. We have salvation blessings. Tremendous changes happen to us. But these are tremendous changes not present in those who are not in saving relationship with Christ. Yes, I am saying that. If you are not in a saving relationship with Christ, even though you and I are both human nature, there are things true of a Christian, not true of you. And what you need is a saving relationship with Christ by faith. And I'm calling upon you to come to Christ and not miss out on the sound of the gospel as many have done. But let us be clear, those changes do not make us anything other than the human being we are. Converted or not, we are human beings. I read an article in a science magazine of a technological wonder being done on mosquitoes in order to eradicate malaria. Malaria is still killing thousands every year. And what they are doing to mosquitoes is changing the genetic makeup of mosquitoes so that yung substance na cause ng malaria ay hindi makasurvive sa loob ng mosquito. Now, that's a wonder on mosquitoes. There's no such wonder on human beings that conversion does. We are not altered into anything other than still weak human beings. Why am I emphasizing this? Because we need to cultivate the grace of humility from a sense of our weak and sinful humanity. Kinakailangang linangin natin ang kababaang loob na namamalaya natin yung ating mahina at makasalanan pa rin na pagkatao. I say this as one who has observed many who become proud since their supposed conversion. And that is an ugly anomaly. And yet it is so rampant today. It is as though conversion has transformed them into a different nature superior to their fellow men. Well, no, brethren. Our conversion does not make us in any way superior to our fellow men as far as human nature is concerned. That's what Paul means by we are still walking in the flesh. We are still in the flesh. We have a superior God who at conversion has become our Father, and we are His children, and this is not true of the unconverted. However, it does not make us superior to our fellow men as far as our human nature is concerned. We are still humans. We are still sinners. And by bearing this in mind, we need to cultivate the true spirit of humility. We walk in the flesh. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 1:15, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And notice what he says, of whom I am the chief, of whom I am the foremost. Iniligtas daw ni Kristo ang mga makasalanan at sa mga ito ako ang pinakamasahol. Yan ang sabi ni Pablo. Take note, he says, I am. As he was writing the first letter to Timothy, he could sense he was the worst. No, it doesn't mean that absolutely speaking, Paul was the worst of sinners, but in terms of consciousness, you and I can only be conscious of our own sinfulness, not of others. Or at least should be. And therefore we can say, I know my sinfulness, and therefore I am the chief. Hindi niya sinabing, I was the chief of sinners before, but no longer so. Kundi sinabi niya, even as I write this first letter to Timothy, I am the chief of sinners. Do you sense that? Namamalayan mo pa ba yung pagkamasahol ng ating pagiging makasalanan? Humility, you see, comes from the knowledge of our limitations as a human being. From the knowledge of our weakness. Of our sinfulness. So where do you feel the weakness of your continuing humanity? Rather than complain, make it a source of humility. That's what Paul is doing here. That's part of maturity. Humility from the sense of our limitation. Humility from the sense of our weakness. Humility from the sense of our continuing sinfulness. Kaya wag natin isipin na yung pagiging Kristiyano natin ay ginawa tayong mas mainam na uri ng tao kaysa ating mga kapwa-tao. And the warfare we wage is not a warfare that makes us superior human beings. Did you know that the song that we just sang, Onward Christian Soldiers, written by a Presbyterian minister, Sabin Baring Gould. Akala natin parang napakagagaling ng mga umaawit. It was a children's song. It was written for children because they were going to have a children's activity and he thought of a march song. And according to him, this was the shortest composition he ever did. So we sang a children's song, not meant to make us feel superior. But that's part of warfare. Sensing our littleness, sensing our smallness in terms of what we remain to be. We are still human beings and therefore we accept our human limitation. But the second is that we reject mere human operation. After the concession, yes, we still walk in the flesh, a categorical denial follows. What Paul says, we are not waging war according to the flesh. You see the distinction, the contrast of preposition is very important. In the flesh, yes. According to the flesh, no. What's the difference? Well, he is saying here that the Christian occupation is in the realm of the Holy Spirit, not mere human concerns. Ang mga ginagawa ng Kristiyano ay nasa larangan ng banal na Espiritu, hindi pantaong alalahanin lamang. What Paul is denying is that his Christian life and ministry are just human concerns. Yes, he is just human, but his Christian life and ministry, they are not merely human. The Christian at the point of conversion, while remaining human, is brought into a new realm. Ang Kristiyano, sa punto na siya'y naging Kristiyano, inilagay siya sa isang bagong larangan. Pakinggan niyo sinabi, Colossians 1:13, He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son. It happens in mystery. For all intent and purposes, we're still in the same place, we're still in the same nation, same community, same world. But when you become a Christian, in the mysterious operation of God, you no longer belong just to the domain of darkness. You are transferred under the rule of Christ. Ikaw ay inilipat sa ilalim ng paghahari ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Ganyan ang nangyari sa mananampalataya. Unlike the unconverted, we are now in a new domain under the rule of Christ. The kingdom of Christ is operating in this world through the work of the Holy Spirit. So the contrast really is, Paul accepts he is in the flesh, human being. Paul denies that his Christianity is just being human being. It is not according to the flesh. The contrast of according to the flesh is according to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And Paul sustains that contrast in his letters. Listen to one in Galatians 5:16 and 17. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. So in other words, if you are going to do the concerns and work of the Holy Spirit, under the power of the Holy Spirit, you cannot just be merely human in your concerns. We may have the same work as any other human, but we do not work just like any other human. We can be sick just like any other human, but we can take sickness differently than other human beings. We age just like any other human being. But we must age with that nobility that is not natural to human beings, because we are in the realm of the Holy Spirit. Because Christ governs over us, we cannot just take our life as just human concern, because we are made close to God. We are in touch with God. Do you know that every year, 1 million infants die on the same day they are born? And many of them, because of the need for warmth. In the absence of the incubator, the next thing that is necessary is the mother's side. And many who die in their infancy is simply for the failure not to give the warmth of the mother's side. Well, you and I are put in the warmth of being in touch with God. We can't just be the same just like any other human being. Yan ang tinatanggi ni Apostol Pablo, na ang kanyang pakikilaban ay katulad lamang ng laman. The challenge to us is, do not reduce your Christian life and mission to merely human achievements. Huwag mong hayaang iyong buhay Kristiyano at misyon ay maging katulad lamang ng mga tao. We remain human, yes. Be humble about that. But our occupation as Christians is above the mere human. This is where the mature is set apart from the immature. I call it pervasive spirituality. Ang may maturidad ay lubos-lubos ang nakikita niyang pagka-espiritual ng larangan na kanyang ginagalawan. Naroon ang espiritu, that's pervasive spirituality. The need, the application of the Holy Spirit pervades everything He does on earth, whether He is in church or society.
So what Paul said in Galatians 5:25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. The word keep in step is an interesting word in the original Greek. It is comparable to a soldier's march. Pag nakita mong mga sundalo sa kanilang drill ay nagmamarcha, makikita mong pagkasabay-sabay. At ito ang sinabi ni Apostol Pablo na sumasabay tayo sa galaw ng Espiritu, sa hakbang ng Espiritu. We keep in step. Where the Spirit goes, we go. It's pervasive spirituality. This is Christian maturity in the totality of the Christian life. Whether we're talking of vocation, his fruit of sanctification, his mission in life, and this is where we need discipline of mind. A discipline of mind in order not to reduce our motivation to the merely human. Listen to Paul in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 3 when he indicted the Corinthians for simply being human. He said, while there is jealousy and strife among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving only in a human way? Kaya makikita natin na sinasaway niya yung klase ng relasyon na kagaya lang ng mga tao. Sapagkat ang mga mananampalataya sa iglesia dapat may relasyong higit sa relasyon lamang na pangtao. We are to act as Christians and as a church, not merely in a human way. Or perhaps some of us are exactly in that situation when we are just moving and thinking like men. Watch it, brethren. Pause with godly thoughts. Recover the pervasive occupation of the Holy Spirit. We can be in church and do the worship activity with nothing more than mere human achievement. Pag tayo pumunta sa simbahan, magsasakay ka, maglalakad ka, kayang gawin ng mga tao yan. Umupo ka at makinig, kaya rin gawin ng mga tao yan. Merely human achievements. But when you fill your heart with substance of praise in order to exalt God, now that's above human. That's not mere human. That's what Paul is saying. That we do things not according to the flesh. Though we are in the flesh, we do not do things according to the flesh. When you concentrate on the word so that it has something for your soul, now that's above human. By the same token, when you go to work, you can do so just like any human, grumble at the stress of the office. Or by the grace of God, you can choose to do so with the pervasive presence of the Holy Spirit, minding that the fruit of the Spirit applicable to your work is in operation. Ganun din kahit sa mga gawaing bahay. Pwede natin gawin yang kagaya lamang ng mga tao na napapagod, na kagaya ng mga tao, nahihirapan, nalilito, kagaya ng mga tao. Lahat yan nararanasan din natin. Ngunit, kung gawin natin ang may kamalayan na ito ay pagsunod sa kalooban ng Diyos ayon sa iyong panawagan, sa pagsasaayos ng bahay, pagpapalaki ng anak sa takot ng Diyos, ginagawa mo ito ng higit sa mga tao. So the choice is yours. We are all humans. But if we are Christians, there's something above human that we are called to do. C.S. Lewis was one such man who was in the academy, first in Oxford, then later in Cambridge. And he led his professional life, his academic life, while being human, yet he led it in such a way that he accomplished above human things. In his book, Mere Christianity, he said this by way of analogy. Very simple thought. He said, a car is made to run on petrol, That's the British way of speaking of gasoline. A car is made to run on petrol. God designed the human machine to run on God. Tatakbo lang tayo sa kapangyarihan ng ating Diyos. At kung may pinapairal tayong ibang kapangyarihan, that's according to the flesh. And so we need to challenge ourselves today where maturity is one of pervasive spirituality in all that we do while we are still human being. Our Christianity is not according to being merely human being. There is the power of God. And so we need to always ask God to refresh in us His teaching in whatever situation we may be, whether happy or sad, in need or in abundance, in work or at rest, in worship or in whatever occupation we do. We must mind ourselves that we are not doing this according to the flesh. So let us sing our last hymn with that petition that God will teach us. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Whether, as verse 2 says, when I am sad at heart, verse 3, when doubts and fears arise, in whatever circumstances, we seek the lesson from the Lord, how to live the Christian life while being in the flesh, but not according to the flesh. Let's close in prayer. O dakila naming Diyos, naway tunay na maunawaan namin ang paglalarawan ni Pablo ng buhay Kristiyano bilang isang labanan, isang digmaan. Sa pagpasok namin sa ganitong labanan, naroon pa rin ang katotohanan na kami ay mahina at makasalanang tao at nararapat lamang na aminin namin ito, subalit sa aming paglaban ay hindi naaayon sa pagiging tao lamang. Grant, Lord, that we may learn this in whatever lot we are cast. Grant that we may learn to have that humility that accepts our human limitations. For our conversion has not changed our human nature into anything else other than the same human nature which is weak and sinful and mortal. And yet, a true Christian is one who has a new knowledge, a new faith, a new relationship to God because of His saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And we pray that those who do not have these things, who are listening, will be challenged to see what they lack and that they can only have these things in the Lord Jesus Christ. But even as we are saved, we have not become any superior to our fellow men, for we remain flesh. We are still walking in the flesh. And yet, may we, like the Apostle Paul, be able to make the categorical denial that we are waging war according to the flesh. Indeed, as we wage war, as the figure of living the Christian life, pursuing our mission in this world, it must not be merely human in concern. It must not be merely human in motivation, because we have been transferred into the realm of the kingdom of Christ. His rule dominates us. Let our concerns be above merely human. Whether we are in church worshiping, we are in society working, may we ask, as we have sung, teach us your way, that we may live the Christian life with pervasive spirituality, that we would not in any way do things of our own strength, do things in the same way that people are doing these things. We can work the same work that humans do, but we must work differently in terms of motive and enabling. We may be sick as others are sick, but we can take it with not merely human concession, but with Christian and Christ-centered acceptance. So grant, Lord, that we may really be conscious that if we are to be mature, we accept our remaining humanity with all its limitations. Yet, as Christians, we are in a different realm. And we do things not according to merely human ways of doing them, but through the power and motive of the Holy Spirit. So we apply ourselves to you for Holy Spirit enabling in all that we do, that we may glorify your name. We pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.